Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great first weekend of March. Yes, we have arrived at the month of spring.
Yeah.
And enjoy your allergy season.
Really?
It's everything.
Yeah, when you walk out and your car is yellow.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And don't forget mesquite in the hill country.
Oh, yeah.
And then we get some winds.
And a cedar.
Oh, yeah. It's mesquite and I meant cedar, actually.
Right.
Yes. Crazy times. Tell you some other crazy times. This is the month of spring break.
Ah.
This is the month of warm weather when people are going to be heading to the water.
Mm-hmm.
This is the month when people need to know how to operate a boat. It is not like driving a car.
Correct.
Okay? There are no brakes.
Right.
And to help us through that process, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Safety Program Director Kimberly Sorensen will be joining us, giving us some updates as to what goes on. We're going to kick around some crazy things seen, some of the do's and don'ts beyond the course curriculum, you know. Plus, our producer, Bob Vance, will have a report later in the program.
Oh.
Yes. I mean, this is, I am just astounded at this report.
Well, he is our vast unpaid research department. So
yes, absolutely. He heads that up as well. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And big changes taking place, but let me start off this segment by all of us offering up words of prayers for our friends in the Panhandle.
Oh, boy.
The wildfires that are going on up there are just absolutely devastating. The numerous fires that are taking place, many of which 0% contained as of the end of the week when I last checked this.
Right, correct.
And the loss of burnt acreage, that will recover the quickest.
Mm-hmm.
But loss of livestock, houses,
property,
structure, equipment, other things. And you know, the prayers are for the winds to subside, rain to come, you know, protect those that are coming literally from around the state and around the country to fight these grass fires.
Right.
It is just a travesty. Speaking of West Texas, OH Ivy just keeps on cranking it out.
Wow.
As of the end of February, OH Ivy's streak continues with Legacy Class Share Lunker 659, fish weighed 13.13 pounds. That's kind of the range that these fish are coming in this year, it seems like.
Now, that's how many for them this year?
Five.
Wow.
We've got the entire month of March to continue to pick up two more to tie the past couple of years.
Okay.
Three, it's a new, you know, they take the lead.
Wow.
New record. It's just phenomenal. Not to think that that's the only place that Sharelunker's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to, Toledo Bend is on the board with Sharelunker 658, Travis Adair of Hemp Hill, for his 13.61 pound catch of a lifetime. Congratulations to him. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be really, I think, a crazy, crazy March when it comes to Sharelunker fishing.
Now, this program goes through when?
Well, kind of a twofold answer here.
Right,
the program goes year-round, but the legacy class goes through the end of March.
Okay,
so the collection of the over 13-pounders, all right?
Yep.
What you got from the world abroad?
Well, I mean, you know, we support the arts. I've got to run this up because Houston, I mean, this week I went down to the Alley Theater, considered the finest regional professional theater in America. I mean, they're Tony winning. But they have this show called The Nerd, and it's like the sickest comedy I've ever seen, but boy, it's funny. But I love to support them. They're great people. I always say you're going to see great acting because they are professionals. You just may not like the play. You know?
I was not aware he was going to mention this. I knew he went. And I knew the name of it, but I did not realize he was going to mention it.
Well,
so what do you have in the outdoor world?
The outdoor, this is interesting, though. And Clearfield, Utah, which I had to look up, it's north of Salt Lake. The Western Hunting and Conservation Expo that just finished set fundraising records. It's a collaborative effort between the Mule Deer Foundation and Sportsmen for Fish and Wildlife, once again demonstrated the power of community and conservation working hand in hand. Spanning over 535,000 square feet of exhibit space, at 590 vendors from across the globe. A significant highlight of the event was the participation of over 20,040 applicants for 200 permit draws, a clear indication of the hunting community's enthusiasm. This set a new record in fundraising. Guess how much 200 permits went for? $15 million.
Oh, whoa.
$15.2 million. Auction of special tags showcased the generosity with the Arizona statewide deer tag fetching $575,000 and Utah's Antelope Island mule deer tag selling for $375,000.
Thank goodness for those people that have that kind of money.
and put it in the right place.
They do. They do. What else you got?
Oh, more? Well, I have more. Speaking of fundraising, our friends at Nosler announced proceeds from his limited edition rifles raised a total of $148,935 for the Boot Campaign. It's a national nonprofit that serves veterans and military community. All 22 purchasers of the rifle package made a charitable donation to the company. It was their Model 48 long-range carbon fiber rifle chambered in 28 Nosler. Right? Okay. Just a great package. They said because of this collaboration, more veterans and military families will experience life-changing treatments for often hidden wounds of war, said Shelley Kirtland, the Boot Campaign CEO. It works very hard at getting soldiers who are returning the help they need, and in turn, they help others accomplish that mission. So John Nosler said that one. So three cheers to Nosler for that.
Outstanding. We were talking before the program, and I'm looking at Texas Parks and Wildlife's news releases that we receive, and there's an official media advisory.
Oh.
Media passes available for eclipse viewing at Texas State Parks.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in the media, and you're so foolish as to go there, what did you see here up in your part of the world?
Because my daughter, you know, wants to have a group up at El Rancho Gun between Mason and Brady, and all of my relatives, everybody said, don't come. And the latest out of Lano was don't even, you know, the 4 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, don't come up here. Get all your groceries 2 weeks in advance. They're now expecting, in the hill country, a half million tourists to look for that. And Bob had said something earlier about the, where was it?
I think it's around Temple.
In Temple, yeah.
Temple Tyler or somewhere.
We're going to run out of food, right? It's just going to be a madhouse. And you imagine those two-lane roads, there's just one little fender bender up the road, and you're going to be stuck for days, man.
And you know people are not going to be paying attention.
Of course not. And they're foreigners, a lot of foreigners.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's going to be wild.
It's going to be really wild. So, well, watch it on the news. watch it on YouTube. Yeah. Somebody's going to film it.
And they'll have a proper lens, and you can really see everything better.
Yeah. You're not going to burn your cornea. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's see. We've got Best Bets.
Yep.
We got Outdoor Report.
Yep.
Oh. And Bob Vance's report.
Oh, I have one too, I think. America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha. But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. And this portion of our program is brought to you by The Blind, and that's B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years, with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the blind's iconic design and construction are so good, the original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got original models at my place that I've had over 20 years, and they're still doing their job. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. That's B-L-Y-N-D.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
Folks, the more I spend time in and around the VersaBlind, the more impressed I am with it. And you can see this and other products from The Blind at Morris Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can go to D&D Hardware in LaGrange. Or how about South Hay and Feed down in Mission?
Why not?
Okay.
Yo.
What do our best bets say?
Well, check in the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. And on Monday, three good days. Tuesday and Wednesday, slip to fair. Thursday is another good one. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, a trio of best days. This Saturday, look for game to be most active from late afternoon until well into the evening hours. This Sunday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise. You can add Monday and Tuesday with a similar schedule. On Wednesday and Thursday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of sunrise, continue until either side of the noon hour. Next Friday and Saturday, game will be feeding from early morning until early afternoon. Next Sunday, most will not know what time it is because of daylight savings time. It will have begun to mess things up around 2 a.m., and I'm not going to get up at 2 a.m. to change my clock. I'm sorry. But the clock, not the sun. Game, that's what's going to have them feeding from late morning until late afternoon. This Sunday, March the 3rd, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. By next Sunday, we will have a new moon on the coast. This weekend, as well as Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Thursday is a three-tide day with two low tides and one high. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, beginning of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two lows each day.
Y'all be sure and tune in to next week's show, because I'm going to have a very elementary book title for you on astronomy and seasons and how, you know, the rotation of the Earth around the sun, how that actually works for those of you that missed it.
Okay.
All right. On the coast, a little cool snap showed up, but never fear, warming trends are here. It's chill the water down briefly, starting to warm back up. We're going to have a string of days heading into the mid-March period, says the unreliable extended forecast. So, warm water or sunlight warms shallow water most quickly. Over on Sabine Lake, there's some good fishing for sheep's head, drum, and redfish at the jetties on Carolina rigs, reports old reliable Captain Randy Foreman. In Trinity Bay, winds have stirred things up, and that's going to be the challenge for the next 30, 45 days. But if you catch some days that are light, conditions will settle over a few days. They settle more quickly from the mid-coast further south because of the grass beds that we have. We don't have that any longer on the upper coast.
Okay.
East Galveston Bay, you've got some good fishing in East Bay. Better clarity back in the marsh and back lake areas. Best fishing has been with soft plastics on a quarter-ounce jig head. Remember, folks, upper coast bays, particularly the deeper water areas, those are deeper depths than we find elsewhere. If you're fishing shallow water, you might want to move to an eighth, or for you experienced anglers, obviously the 16th ounce. West Galveston Bay, sloughs off the intercoastal waterway are holding some calmer water. The areas leading into Greens Lake, Karankawa Lake, and Chocolate Bayou are holding redfish, being caught on popping cork and shrimp. Heading on down the coast, Freeport, sheep's head, drum, redfish, and trout continue to be good in the Old River and Old Intercoastal. Bastrop and Chocolate Bays are good places for trout and redfish. Again, they're just south of the San Luis Pass. In East and West Matagorda, East Matagorda drifting over the shell on the west end of the bay. In West Matagorda, starting to see the grass and guts in West Matagorda starting to produce some redfish. In the Rockport area, sheep's head are great on live shrimp lined up against the rocks. In Port Aransas, bull redfish and slot reds have been good at the jetties and in the surf. Down at Baffin Bay, can't beat. Fishing around the rocks, Rocky Slough into Alazon, some good fish have been caught. Slow sinking baits have worked well. Things are going to heat up through this month, and we'll start to move the baits more quickly. Down at Port Mansfield, scattered sand pockets and grass beds in knee to waist deep have produced great numbers of both trout and redfish. Mirror lures and custom corkies in darker colors have been the best offering. Port Isabel, trout are everywhere on the Gaswell Flats. Redfish are good on live shrimp under a popping cork. Also, check out around Three Islands.
Okay.
What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's head to East Texas. Let's go to Conroe. Springtime's upon us with the red buds blooming. So pretty much all of the scaled fish are either spawning or moving shallow to start soon anyway. Seeing lots of smaller males making beds, catfish have still been good on baited areas and some bulkheads on shad, liver, catfish, bubblegum, and punch bait. Hybrids are staging on channels. Cast and retrieve of live bait has been good. Crappie are in 3 to 14 feet of water starting the spawn. Finding some pre-stage minnows or jigs with a cork has been working. Yes, sir.
Our buddy, Richard Jew, China yes. Garden Restaurant, sent me some photos of some boxes of some great-looking catfish from down on Lake Conroe. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been tearing it up. In fact, he had hybrid stripers. He had a bunch of small buck bass that they were from where they were fishing, as well as catfish. So we have an unbiased, you know.
He was the crappie king for a long time.
He was. He was. He said everybody's caught all of his crappie.
Yeah, right. Okay, Lake Fork. Bass are all over the place with a good shallow bite and nice catches of offshore fish utilizing live scope. Shallow fish are best on moving baits like chatterbaits and spinnerbaits and some minus ones in 1 to 3 feet of water. Edge of the grass, 1 to 4 feet of water, still producing with Viper XP jigs and Texas rig creature baits. In grass, 1 to 4 feet, wacky rigs are good near the edge of the grass, Lake of the Pines. Crappie are excellent on the main lake creek channels north of the Texas State Highway 155 bridge with minnows or jigs. Sand bass are good north of the Texas State Highway 255 bridge towards the rock dam with small spinner baits. Catfish are good in 10 to 15 feet of water with cut bait. Sam Rayburn, crappie are moving into the creeks to spawn with very few on the main lake brush piles. This bite should improve next week. Toledo Bend, bass fishing is good in really all depths from 1 to 30 feet of water with catches up to 9 pounds. Shallower fish are coming on weightless cinkos, wacky worms, chatterbaits, square bills. Mid-range fish are biting on Carolina rig lizards and brush hogs, football jigs, and mid-range crankbaits. Deeper fish are coming on drop shots, spoons, and swim baits. Don't expect these fish to remain deep for long. With the water temperature increasing, the bait fish will start to push shallow. Tyler, fishing should be good for the next few weeks as the fish begin to spawn. Bass drop. Bass conditions are good. Working soft plastics like 4-inch worms, flukes, and craws in or around the edge of the grass lines. Limestone. Largemouth bass are good in 1 to 4 feet of water in the creek channels. Creek channels using swim baits, Texas rig, spinner baits, chatter baits. Crappie are good fishing minnows and brush, standing timber, and creek channels in 1 to 10 feet of water. White bass are in 10 feet or less using silver jigging spoons on points and humps. Lots of white bass up the river at the Texas State Highway 164 bridge for bank anglers. Palestine crappie continue to spawn. But half of them are done already. Most fish are in 1 to 14 feet of water. Bite is good on jigs and minnows. Largemouth bass are good in 2 to 8 feet of water on baits that make a lot of commotion, such as chatter baits. Tawakoni, the hybrid striper and white bass, they're being caught on plastics and swim baits in 20 to 35 feet. The trophy cats are good on fresh-cut shad and cut bait in 10 to 25 feet. Both drifting and anchoring are working equally well. The largest fish landed this week was 60 pounds.
Wow.
Yo.
All right, heading to South Texas down Three Rivers Way, where black bass in Choke Canyon Reservoir in 8 to 10 feet of water on secondary points and main lake points using Carolina or Texas rig worms or swim baits. Crappie are good in shallow water on minnows or small black and chartreuse crappie jigs. Corpus Christi, catfish are good in 2 to 4 feet of water on windblown shorelines. We ought to have plenty of that. Cheese bait and cut carp are the best offering. Crappie are in 1 to 2 feet of water on minnows and jigs. The spawn is slowly turning on. Down the Rio Grande Valley, anglers are heading to Falcon Reservoir, where catfish are good up the Rio Grande in the current. The spawn is about to start. Bass fishing is excellent in 2 to 8 feet of water, targeting shallow brush and timber with chartreuse and white or red chartreuse chatterbaits, perch and tilapia-colored jigs. Bass are spawning, has those notes in this report. Alan Henry, water temperature on the main lake is 49 degrees and 53 in the back lakes, but crappie are good in 15 to 30 feet of water. Coleman, crappie are good on jigs at the docks, and Meredith, white bass are good, but fish are scattered by minnow slabs or any vertical presentation. Rainbow trout are good on power bait, minnows, and worms. Walleye are good on minnows, grubs, and other artificials.
Okay.
Now the hill country.
Well, why don't we? Let's go to Big Lake Buckhannon, one of my favorite places. White bass fishing remains excellent. If you want to load the boat, now's the time. Vertical jigging, 15 to 60 feet of water, and trolling small crankbaits has been the best producer. Stripers are being good bites when you can stay out of the whites. Vertical jigging, live bait have been best patterns in 20 to 45 feet of water. Canyon fishing is good with bass moving into pre-spawn and spawning phase. Working a spinnerbait or chatterbait in shallow water or a swimbait on the grass edges is producing as well.
All right, the hunting report is brought to you by Dallas Safari Club. Dallas Safari Club's mission is to ensure the conservation of wildlife through public engagement, education, and advocacy for well-regulated hunting and sustainable use. The vision of Dallas Safari Club is a society that values wildlife, engages in its conservation, and understands and supports the role of well-regulated hunting and the sustainable use of wild resources. Dallas Safari Club is a member of International Union for Conservation of Nature and is a mission-focused conservation organization funded by hunters from around the world. In recent years, millions of dollars have been channeled to qualified projects, organizations, and programs in support of that mission. Whether at Dallas Safari Club's huge annual four-day convention held each January or events held by one of its local chapters, these are places hunters gather and create a sense of family. Help Dallas Safari Club continue to make a difference by becoming a member, getting involved, and becoming a part of their growth. For more information, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org. And coming up through next Sunday, the light goose conservation season in the west and east zones.
Yep.
Last one. They're going to suspend that.
Right.
Coming up next weekend, spring youth turkey season in the south zone, the 9th and the 10th. The South Zone regular spring season opens March 16 and runs through the 28th. The North Zone youth season is March 23 through 24, and the North Zone spring season opens March 30th and runs through the 12th.
Okay.
In our Honor Off-Road section,
yes,
we have Audio Bob stepping up to the microphone.
Well, thank you very much, Bill, our producer and head of our unpaid research department.
Yes, absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
We have this breaking news, Bill and Harold. After 10 years, Apple has canceled its electric vehicle project.
Oh.
Apple has spent more than $10 billion working on the Apple car over the last decade. Some employees within Apple are said to have suspected that the endeavor was likely to fail from the beginning, as they referred to the car as the Titanic Disaster instead of its Project Titan codename. An electric vehicle with self-driving capabilities would need to have cost at least $100,000 and would have had razor-thin margins and stiff competition. According to the New York Times, the ultimate reason that it failed was because Apple was simply unable to develop the software and algorithms for a car with autonomous driving. I mean, maybe.
Well, Apple
they're
can't
pretty
do
smart.
It, Tesla can. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I think right. that they maybe have seen the future of this. Apple will take what it learned from the car project and apply it to other devices like AI-powered AirPods with cameras, robot assistants, which Harold has been looking for a robot assistant for a long time, and augmented reality.
Oh, boy.
Thank you for that breaking news.
But you'll be happy. My vehicle this week is gas powered.
Okay.
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 Neat little vehicle, screaming kind of orange thing. It was great. The 23 Dodge Hornet GT Plus, all wheel drive. It's a compact SUV. Skid plates are optional. Okay. Four door, holds five bodies. Perky, says car and driver. Then this thing is built to scoot. It's got a four-cylinder, two-liter, I-4 turbo. This little thing goes 0 to 60 in 5.5, a 14-second quarter. really great handling because a lot of the parts are Alfa Romeo. So it's got, like, you know, the Brembo brakes, tech package with intelligent speed assist, a track pack. But still, like I say, you can go down that ranch road. Four-wheel independent McPherson suspension, a lot of amenities, nine-speed transmission, 20-inch wheels, neat looking.
Other than being neat looking, what will it do in the outdoor world?
It'll get you pretty much where you want to go. It's not really? It's not going to climb Mount whatever, but, you know, it's just still
and
capable.
And it won't tow anything.
All-wheel drive. It'll tow something, but I don't know where the towing is. I looked it up, but I can't find it now.
Okay.
You put me on the spot. But with that that kind of power, it will tow
turbo,
a
tables
bit.
Turn.
Thank you so much. Anyway, that's how good looking it was. Okay, mileage. City 21, Highway 29. It's a good entry into this compact SUV area. So it's really capable. Oh, yeah, Acapulco Gold was the exterior. Really, really cool looking. Anyway, loaded to the gills is 41. So check this out. This is their new entry, the Dodge Hornet GT.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Safety Director Kimberly Sorensen, she's on her way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The whitetail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, folks, we've been telling you you need to feed Fortified Cottonseed to help the bucks replenish the 25% of their body weight they lost. We had some rains earlier in the year. But then we had this cold snap recently, and having Fortified Cottonseed available allows them to replenish and get through some stressful times.
Sure.
And if there had been a bunch of rain with this, mm-hmm. even more stressful. Mama deer are carrying babies. They're going to be putting them on the ground into May, into June. They need to take care of them to get the legs of those youngsters up underneath them so they can run away from predators. All in all, better than a 2.5-to-1 savings over a typical protein regimen.
Ooh. I found out, too, that raccoons and pigs don't mess with it.
You just found that out? You've been holding out.
Right.
For more information on fortified cottonseed blends, go to your local Tractor Supply.
Yeah.
Go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com. Find an independent dealer near you. You got a big order, give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Audio Bob just passed me a note and said that our guest today is coming back for her third visit.
She didn't learn the first two times.
Kimberly, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right. We are now in the month of March, the month of spring, the month of spring break, the month when people are going to be hitting the water. We're going to talk a little bit later about some of the crazy things that we've seen, the do's and don'ts. But for those that are interested in learning that a boat is not like a car and it doesn't come with brakes and the rules of the road, what's the best way? Go to y'all's website, or there's some hands-on, in-person courses?
Yeah, the first step you want to take is come to our website and register for a boater education course. So it's tpwd.texas.gov/boat. That'll actually take you to all the things boating on our webpage. And just register for a course. Anyone born on or after September 1st, 1993 has to have that course in order to operate a vessel, certain vessels on our waterways this summer.
Absolutely. Yeah, at that website, when you go to it, it's going to have popular boating destinations like renew online your boater registration, boating regulations, registration forms, boater education, a plethora of options there, and water safety. When it comes to boating, you know, we've got power boats, we've got sailing vessels, and kayaks continue to increase in popularity, and those are such low profile. Anything that comes to mind that people should do when they're in a kayak?
Yeah, I mean, all of these vessels are sharing our waterways, so not one vessel has a right over the other vessels on the waterways. So if you're on a kayak, you need to really be aware of those faster-moving boats, jet skis and motorboats and wake boats, anything that's going to throw a wake at you, because you're in a small vessel, a big wake can be detrimental to you. It could knock you over. So we encourage people to also take paddling lessons. Our webpage on the boating education page has a free online paddling course that you can take just to learn a little bit about the safety equipment and the do's and don'ts in the paddling environment.
Actually, sailing vessels do have the right of way over power boats. Just want to make sure of that.
Yeah. Go ahead. No, I'm just curious. I haven't been on the water in so long. I mean, they have anything like when you think some sort of like cool little 6-foot high flexible flag that you put on your boat on
the fly pennant. You bet.
I mean,
you definitely want to be visible out
there. Yeah, when you're that low in the water, sure.
And just thinking about that, a lot of people are renting the boats that they're getting, so they may not be as familiar with the boats they're renting. We really encourage people to rent from a reputable company. Otherwise, they may end up in a boat that's not compliant with our vessel livery laws. So we want people to be really smart about the boats that they're renting out there this summer.
Just before we go to break, and this is part of what we were going to have in our do's and don'ts, if you see a shallow draft boat anchored up, say, on the intercoastal or up in some cove in one of our inland lakes, don't go blowing past them.
Right.
Okay? Throttle back, not where it's boiling the wake behind your craft.
Right.
Throttle back, get around them, give them a wave.
Wave.
You know? And then go on your way. Just common courtesy certainly works. Kimberly, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break, so if you would, hold for us. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Texas Parks and Wildlife's Boating Safety Director, Kimberly Sorensen, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We continue our conversation with Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Safety Coordinator and Director Kimberly Sorensen. Yeah. Kimberly, I'm looking at the website. I was clicking around during the break, and there is the water safety segment. And right at the top, wear a life jacket jumped out at me for two reasons. Decades ago, before I became a U.S. Coast Guard Master Captain license, you know, and learned more about boating.
Right.
I took a lady friend out that had a son. Okay. Looked at him, and I thought, you know, he's 14, 15 years old.
Right.
Was in a 23-foot boat. Mm-hmm. Friendly game warden came up and said, "Son, how old are you?" He said, 11.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
And guess who got the ticket?
Yeah.
Me.
Get that ID.
Yeah. People don't think about it. I didn't think about it. I thought the kid was older. But wearing a life jacket, whether you're a youngster or passengers, and attach the kill switch, that's paramount in my estimation.
Yeah, we've had a lot of incidents over the last few years where people have been thrown from boats because they weren't wearing their kill switch, which results in the boat going around circles out in the water. It's very dangerous. And as far as life jackets, by law, you're under 13, you need to wear one when the boat is moving and the boat is under 26 feet. But we encourage adults to wear them as well. I always ask adults, how long do they really think they can tread water?
Well, good point.
We can do it for a really long time with a life jacket on, but without that flotation, you're going to wear out pretty quick.
Well, look at the videos of people getting in and out of kayaks and canoes who've never done it before. That's another reason to wear.
How about learning from the pros, Kimberly? We can look at for years, BASS tournaments, okay, on inland lakes have been such that they run, you know, with life vests,
right?
Life jackets, and we should follow suit. Coming up, any in-person, or is all the boating education courses online now?
No, I actually have an in-person one being offered March 30th in Austin here at the Austin headquarters at our Airport Commerce building. That's online under our boater education page. And then we also have courses across the state by America's Boating Club and U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. So there are definitely in-person courses that are available throughout the state for the next few months.
These sponsored by somebody, or is there a nominal fee that goes along with it? Because they're pretty affordable, right?
Yeah, if you come take the class from me on March 30th, it's only $5.
Oh, so, boy.
That's the cheapest one you can get. And then they range up to about $25, $35 by some of the other organizations.
Do you allow aging boaters to come to the course for harassment purposes?
I would love them to come and bring their grandkids with them.
Okay.
So, last weekend I had a constable and his grandson in the class, and I love to see that when we have the older generation teaching the younger generation to be safe on the water.
Anything on the horizon legislatively, regulatory-wise, when it comes to boating safety that's being discussed, or that just makes good common sense to adhere to?
Well, actually, in the 88th legislative, we did make one update, boating while intoxicated with a child passenger. If you have a passenger under 15 on your boat and you're boating while intoxicated, that will apply. The offense is a state jail felony.
Oh, wow. When will y'all release that information? When is that going to be taking effect?
It's already updated in the laws.
Okay.
It is in the Texas Water Safety Act right now, section 49.061.
Wow. Congratulations on that. Most definitely. Most definitely, because sometimes it's not, the perpetrator, it's an innocent victim.
Correct. Sadly. So. Kimberly, is there a curiosity question to me. On any of your sites, are there any lake reports, accident reports out there, looking at what are the most dangerous lakes in Texas or something?
There are. There's actually some new updates happening where you'll start to see that information on our website. We're constantly watching the incidents that happen on our lakes, and then we actually do focused boating safety programs at those lakes through the summer. So you'll see me lakeside at a few of those lakes Memorial Day, 4th of July weekend, and Labor Day weekend.
Let me share some insights, and Kimberly, chime in. But a lot of people will go, gee, Harold, look at my brand new boat with the 700 horsepower outboard. There's no 700 horsepower.
Watch this.
Exactly.
Watch this. Yeah.
But slow is better in tight maneuvering quarters.
Sure.
That's in the marinas, dockage, heavy traffic. Uh-huh. There used to be a mirror requirement, but now having an observer, letting people on board know, keep an eye out. This is a busy weekend, or there's a lot of traffic out there. Is that encouraged in courses still?
It is, and you do still need a 4x4 mirror if you're towing someone. But we encourage people to keep an eye out and watching the lake levels. As we know, in the West, Travis and Canyon and stuff, we're very, very low, which means there's new obstacles. There's trees and rocks and other things in that environment that need to be aware of. So being slow in the close quarter, but also being slow when you don't know the environment and know the lake, being aware of those environments. So we really encourage people to learn where they're boating, learn from experts in that area, and just be aware of where the obstacles are on the lakes.
Or that can be a very, very expensive lesson to the lower unit. Again, the website is tpwd.texas.gov/ boating. Actually, just that will tpwd.texas.gov will take you to the homepage, and then you can click on the boating and just find a wealth of information. Kimberly, visit number 3 wasn't too bad, was it?
It wasn't. You guys were nice today.
Thank you very much. We're trying.
We appreciate you joining us, and keep up the good work with you and your team.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, friends. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It's time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What do we have?
Well, the main thing here, March the 7th, the Lake Jackson Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet in Lake Jackson held at the Dow Academic Center. For information on that, ducks.org is the site, and then your favorite, right? March 10th, is that when we do it?
Yeah.
Spring forward, okay.
Yes.
I get so confused. And like we joke, the dog says, I don't care what the clock says, it's time to eat. Okay, but go to these great events and get out there with the family in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember that Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio, they have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. They even have kits that has like one of each. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. They hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that's 20% off, free same-day shipping, discount code TEXAS20, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guests today, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Education Coordinator, Boating Safety Coordinator, Kimberly Sorensen, website tpwd.texas.gov. Next week, all you turkey hunters.
Yes.
Want to tune in.
What? Who? When?
The son of the man.
Ah.
They have Native by Carlton. Mark Carlton's going to be joining us with some turkey hunting tips and letting us know what's the latest.
Are you going to bring your toys next week, too?
I may have to.
Friends, remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Go to our website, texasoutdoornews.com. You'll see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations, plus our shows are archived there. So you go, what did they say? We can just play it again, all right? But remember, whether you're in the field or on the water, be safe out there so you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.